This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the rewards of humility. We started this week by honoring our unsung heroes, and we've also talked about serving in the shadows. So let us top this series off with reminding ourselves about the power of humility. When I turn to the scriptures, I recall Gideon's story. As we know, the Israelites came under attack from the Midianites, and God chose Gideon to save them. Initially, Gideon was reluctant to take on this assignment, even though an angel of the Lord appeared before him. He doubted his ability to complete the task because he used logic and couldn't comprehend how he was the best man for the job. But as I was reading Gideon's story, I noticed something that I find very instructive. When the angel of the Lord appeared before him, he asked the angel for a sign to prove that it was really the Lord speaking to him. And before he would receive this sign, he brought the angel an offering. This was Gideon's way of expressing a sense of humility and drawing closer to God. Personally, I think this is what God was ultimately looking for in the man who would save the Israelites. Maybe a person who was more qualified would have responded with a sense of arrogance. Gideon responded with a sense of humility and sacrifice throughout the assignment until he ultimately achieved victory. So today, if you're facing a daunting situation, try embodying a sense of humility and remember these words: "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Luke 14:11. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, humility wins.